Mabuhay, welcome. I'm Bettina. Thanks so much for showing up. We're about to dive into self-care snacks that won't overwhelm you, but keep you on track. I've been a Nike Global trainer for over 10 years and have written 2 books on women's strength training. But my favorite role? Being a mom to 2 amazing kiddos. Throughout all my experiences, one thing has remained constant. You always have to show up for yourself. From my early days of working out, through major life changes, to being a mom, I've always prioritized taking time for me before I can truly show up for everyone else. So take a moment to thank yourself for showing up today. Let's do this together and let's dive in. Welcome back to Show Up with Bettina. It is your host, Bettina Gozo Szymanek, and today I am sharing the epitome of why I started this podcast, which is all about why you should prioritize yourself so that you could serve others better. It is all really about being able to show up for everyone around you, but number one, being able to show up for yourself. So I'm going to give you some ways that you can prioritize yourself while serving others. And this episode specifically speaks to not only coaches and trainers, but anyone that is in the service industry in the way that you have to serve clients and people and be able to show up for them and be there for them. And yes, you could also think about this being if you are a mom that stays at home full time, you need to show up for your customers, aka your kids. So I just really love making this as simple as possible because it is something that I know that a lot of us forget to do. Especially if you are in the service industry, you are probably someone that cares a lot about the people that you serve. So I understand that it's really challenging to balance personal well-being with serving others in any service-based role. As a mother, I get this every single day. I have to tell my husband that I need that 20 minutes, just like Chili did in the Bluey episode, 20 minutes, no one talked to me, just give me some time. But not even that, but just making sure that you are doing things for yourself. Now, I really want to talk about understanding the impact of burnout on service quality. And you may not even realize that this is happening to you, but there are signs of burnout that you may not even realize are happening. And it really affects not just your well-being, but also the quality of service that you provide, the people that are around you, and how you show up for them. So here are a few things that I want you to look out for. Number one, feeling constantly tired or drained. Number two, lack of motivation or any interest in work or daily tasks. Number three, increased irritability or frustration. Number four, trouble concentrating or being productive. And number five, physical symptoms like headaches, muscle tension, or sleep problems. And six, feeling detached, unappreciated, or overwhelmed. I'm just pausing for a second because I really want you to reflect on that for a second. If you feel like you have had any of these, you're definitely burned out. And I think that we have a hard time telling ourselves that we're burnt out at times. And, you know, unless you have someone in your life that really cheers you on or supports you, you're not really going to realize this. You know, if you have someone that can really know you, they may bring this up to you and say that you seem drained, you seem tired, or you don't seem as motivated as usual, especially if you're someone that is constantly motivated. Now, I am someone that journals a lot. I have noticed that personally, I don't journal when I am burnt out, and I should. I know that when I don't journal, that means I'm burnt out. So I tell myself I need to be aware of these feelings a little bit more and write about them so I can really embrace them. I feel like awareness is key, and being able to really know that I recognize that I am like that, or that's how I'm feeling at the time, is really, really helpful. So take that time to have that awareness, have someone that supports you, maybe someone that knows you really well to kind of look out for you to see if you are burnt out. I think that it's really important for us to recognize that. I mean, there's simple things that, you know, mothers really, really experience. A lot of corporate workers, a lot of people that are being pushed. Communication is such a big, is a big key here. So I'm just going to dive into the five ways of prioritizing yourself while serving others. Number one, and this is my biggest one that I am so passionate about, is setting boundaries. Defining what your boundaries look like, your work-life boundaries to protect your personal time and energy is so important. If you are newer into your industry, or maybe you just got a new job, or you're just starting off into this new journey of whatever it is, and you're starting to feel that burnout, boundaries may be hard to figure out, but again, awareness is really important. So journaling and figuring out what is really important, having that why and knowing what your goals are is really helpful with setting boundaries. I am very passionate about saying no when needed, or saying no, not at this time, or my plate is as full as I'd like. I used to be someone that said yes to everything. And at times, if you're earlier in your career, I get that you might need to do that. But once you kind of figure out where your flow is and where your work-life balance is, and maybe you're in a different chapter of your life, then you can set more boundaries to be able to say no. I mean, now that I am a family woman, I have limited time to work. I don't say yes to getting my brain picked or just a coffee date here and there. It's not something that is a priority at this time. And my plate is as full as I'd like at this moment. And it's really important to me to really embrace that. And if you want to serve others and your customers, you have to make sure you're setting that boundary. So protect your peace. Number two, invest in personal growth. Focus on skills or passions that recharge you outside of your professional role. I think that a lot of us, me especially, when I first became a trainer, I was like, I am going to go hard in all of the different types of certifications. And I'm glad I did. I'm really proud of that. But then I kind of lost myself with music and everything. And, you know, if you've followed me for a long time, you know that I used to play music for a living and that was my first passion. So I know that for me, I have to make sure that I'm still growing in creative ways. It may not necessarily be music, but doing things that help me feel like me and that I can be creative and I can grow in that way. So find things, skills, and the different passions that really, really help you feel like you outside of work. And I know that a lot of people say, oh, but I love work. Don't make work your whole life. It really invest in things and time, not just money, but invest your time into doing things that you really love. That's for you outside of work. One of my best friends is a pediatric brain trauma nurse, and that is a very stressful job. It is the most, I would say, the highest, one of the high, besides a surgeon, like one of the most stressful jobs where you really have to serve others. But I love that she really prioritizes doing art and she's very creative and she does all these things to almost let go so she can serve whenever she's at work. Number three, moving on, is scheduling self-care. Treat yourself. You know, get yourself, take time to get your nails done, get your hair did, do all the things, work out. I am always so sad when I have people that work in the corporate environment or a full-time job that say, I don't have time to work out. Yes, you do. Schedule it for yourself. Working out isn't a punishment. Working out is a form of self-care. It really is. So make sure you take that time to give yourself that self-care. Downtime, like I said, I'm chilly and I need that 20 minutes by myself. That to me is self-care. I am active all day long. I work out for a living and I'm active with my kids doing a lot of service-based things, but I make sure to take that time to just reset. I'm just going to sit and read. That's my self-care. When we were on vacation a few weeks ago in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, I felt so relaxed because I just had my Kindle and I just read. It felt so great. All right, moving on to number four, build a support network. I mentioned having someone that is going to know you, be able to understand you, and a support network is a little different in the way that this is more so someone who understands the demands of your industry, not just a therapist. I mean, I understand people want to invest in therapy, but this is more of like your work besties who understand that you can vent to and you could talk about that, because sometimes we just need to vent. Having that, those people that just get it is great. You know, my husband and I both are coaches. We're both trainers, but sometimes like we don't have the same environment or so same like stresses of certain things. You know, he is all about his performance training. He trains these NFL athletes. So he talks to one of his best friends about the demands that that job takes. And that's, you know, I listen, but you know, having that network for him is really helpful because, you know, he can provide advice, just listen. So having people that kind of understand your industry and that the people that you feel safe around is really important. So not just the people that understand you and the people that cheer you on, but having people specifically in your industry. The last thing, number five, is reflect and reset. Regularly assess what's working and make adjustments to maintain balance. We are in such a go, 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 go environment. And especially now that it's around the holidays, this is the time where I think people either get really burnt out, or if they're taking vacation, taking time for family, this is where they really get a reset and they're like, wow, I have been working really hard. And they take that time to really realize like, oh, there's so many more things that I can be focusing on than just work, because family is really important. So take some time to be purposeful with assessing what's working and challenging yourself to do that and to rest, because we need that. That's what's going to help not maintain balance. I don't really love using the word balancing because I feel like you're constantly weighing, but more finding harmony in everything that you're doing. So hopefully all of those things are things that you can take time for yourself in, especially in this busy holiday season. Really prioritizing yourself benefits your clients or your kids or your family. Being well-rested, healthy, and fulfilled improves your energy and creativity in serving others. If you are in a corporate job that requires a lot of creativity, if you're burnt out, you're not going to be able to think. So give yourself that grace. This is really, really important. Challenging yourself to make time for you, because you are the most important thing on this world before you could show up for anybody else. So take that time. You know that I'm here for you. I am your coach. I am always here cheering everyone on along the way on my BGTV community. I love to be able to support you in any way possible. So if you have any questions or anything that you want to shoot my way, or if you just want to get a good workout in, you know you can contact me anytime via the BGTV community wall, or you can email us at hi@bettinagozo.tv. Thank you so much for joining me. If you know someone that could really benefit from this episode, make sure you share it with them. If you have a few moments, please, please, please just give me a good rating if you can, so more people can be inspired and help and show up for themselves and others around them. Thank you so much. I'll see you at the next one.